Mark Kriegel joins us on Sports Byline. He is the author of critically acclaimed New York Times bestsellers Namath, Pistol, The Life of Pete Maravich, and The Good Son, The Life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. And he has been a part of Emmy-winning teams for the NFL Network and also Showtime's outstanding documentary series. And he is the writer for another Showtime outstanding sports documentary called Prison Fighters, Five Rounds to Freedom. Mark, this story is so out of the norm of what we think of when it comes to crime punishment and release. Tell us the story behind this extraordinary documentary.
There is a freelance shooter, producer, director. I'd see him once in a while. The guy's name is Micah Brown. Young kid, played football at Kansas, and I'd see him I was doing something for the NFL Network on, say, I remember I ran into him doing a piece on Shane Ray. And he's a devout Christian, played briefly for Kansas opposite the cornerback Aqib Talib. He was a receiver, ran a 4.240. Not great hands. But he was milling about wondering what's the best story I can find. And he came up with this prison fight tip. And he went back and forth for a period of probably about a year or two to Thailand trying to set this thing up. He'd heard that there was a system in place where inmates in Thailand could essentially fight their way free or fight their way to parole. And, you know, his instincts were really good. But it was sort of in the netherworld of Thailand. So he found himself like meeting with promoters and you know, steam rooms and alleys and all sorts of stuff. Finally, he gets enough together. He comes to Showtime. He approaches my producer on All Access, Jason Bowers. Jason called me about writing it and helping to produce. And he pitched me the stuff. I'm looking over the material. And I knew it was, you know, my first reaction was, I'm in. And I think that what I saw initially stands, holds now, that basically as a dramatic construct, it's like Dana White meets Dostoevsky, Crime and Punishment. So you have the elements of a fight movie and a prison break movie. So it's hard. It's hard for a writer to screw that up. So I was in from the beginning. That's how it. That's basically how it came to pass, it got started, and we sold it to Showtime.
The thing that surprises me the most is Prison Fight is not reserved for petty criminals. Actually, violent criminals, including those convicted of murder and sexual assault, have been freed and in some cases fully absorbed of their crimes through their participation in prison fights. That is just the opposite of what we think. Why is it done that way, constructed that way?
Well, I mean, they're absolved. Some of them can get a royal pardon, which actually means it's not just you're absolved, but your record's expunged, which is a rather extraordinary circumstance. The guy we use at the center of this, his name is Noi Khao Phan. He's was essentially a gang leader and fatally stabbed someone in the neck. So you have a... Everything is set in starkly. You have a murderer trying to go free. He's been in, I think, 5 or 7 years. But one thing to keep in mind is it's a different culture. I don't think it's quite as different as we'd like to think. I don't know, I mean, how old you are, but I remember in the 70s, there was a guy named James Scott. And he fought as a light heavyweight and won a title as a light heavyweight while serving time in Rahway State Prison in New Jersey. And ABC and NBC televised those fights, and they were very popular. Today, you know, if you did it, you probably have people picketing outside the prison. Now, he wasn't fighting explicitly for his freedom, but I'm sure fighting... you know, while on TV, helped his cause for parole. And neither the sanctioning bodies nor the networks had any problem making money off it. That being said, the construct is explicitly different than it is in the United States. And, you know, Muay Thai is it's a sport, it's an art, it's really a way of life in Thailand, and unites so much of Thai culture. There's the religious images woven through it, nationalistic tales, but ultimately it's not a sport like baseball or soccer. Ultimately, a combat sport is violence. All the other sports are metaphors for what something like Muay Thai really is, which is hurting another guy. So that ultimately begs the question, again, it's difficult for a writer to screw this up, can violent men redeem themselves through violent acts? And I'm not sure we come to a neat resolution of the question, but it's an interesting question to pose. And the story, I think, is compelling enough to keep you following throughout.
And it's only one fighter who ultimately gets released then after the competition?
Well, in our case, we followed one guy, Noi Kha Phan. There are a couple of other lives we profiled. There's a guy named O, nicknamed O, who had been a WBC champion in conventional boxing. And he popularized the notion of prison fights. He was famous before he went in. And Thailand's been just savaged by a methamphetamine epidemic. So he was caught with meth. He kind of intimated that the police put it there because he was famous. Whatever the case may be, he got sentenced to 20 years. And because he was famous and fought these exhibitions while in prison, he popularized this notion of prison fight, which actually goes back to the original legend of how Muay Thai started. A Thai prince was captured in Burma. The Burmese king said, "Fight one of my guards." He fought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, actually 10 of them, beat them all. The Burmese king said, "Okay, you're free." So there's a sort of liberation theology at the beginning of all Muay Thai stuff. So we follow Noi through this entire process, and he's been in 5 years. He has a 5-year-old, 6-year-old son who he sees in prison. We see the kid visit for the first time since he's been 2 years old, and it's an emotional, really heartfelt scene, and you start rooting for Noi, and then you go into Noi's backstory and you figure out what he's really done.
We only have about 2 minutes before we have to break here, but I want to go back and get a clarification, and that is, as I mentioned, it's people that have done critical bad things like murder, but why not the petty criminal as well? What eliminates them from being able to be in this competition?
No, it's not just the petty criminal. I think it's open to anyone who can fight. In general, the people in prison and the Thai system, and we had run of a couple of penitentiaries, is rather extraordinary. People who are in prison usually for serious things. Many drug offenders, because again, society has been ravaged by meth. But there are also some violent criminals as well. So you don't see that many people in for petty crimes doing long stretches. That's why.
In about a minute, what is the general reaction of the populace of Thailand toward this?
I don't think that people have much of a problem with it. There are other social injustices in the criminal justice system, and we explore this pretty explicitly in the doc, starting with bribery. One of the reasons Noi is in jail, not just because he deserves it and did the crime, but also because his parents couldn't come up with enough money to bribe the cops to make the case go away. Now, what we did along the way is you see Noi, you see his son, you see his parents, you come to sympathize with him, he becomes an empathetic figure, and then you're introduced to the family of the victim. They're, you know, as you might imagine, entirely against this. They think it's a horrible thing that you can fight your way out of jail. But the fact remains that other people in Thailand buy their way out of jail.
Yeah, let me get into that after the break here. We're talking with Mark Kriegel. He is the writer for another Showtime outstanding sports documentary. It's called Prison Fighters, Five Rounds to Freedom. Make sure you check this out. It's one of the best that I've ever seen, and Showtime is certainly putting out a number of outstanding documentaries these days. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline. Mark Kriegel is with us here on Sports Byline. He is the writer for another Showtime outstanding sports documentary. I want you to check this out on Showtime and certainly on demand. It's called Prison Fighters, Five Rounds to Freedom. I'm sure, Mark, when you go into a project, you think about it, you kind of wonder which way it's going to be. Maybe you have some thoughts as to the direction it's going to go. What were the surprises here for you on this project?
You know, I think that the surprises were few. One was dealing with the bureaucracy. The prison bureaucracy was difficult and somewhat arbitrary. I was surprised once we were in the prison how much run we were given of the place and how much authority the guards had without, you know, any guns, or they were outnumbered. They had, you know, batons. And then we'd break during the shoot, have a rather elaborate lunch with the warden. The pace of the bedding in the big Muay Thai stadiums in Bangkok, the frenetic quality to it, the bets changing, the odds changing between rounds and guys shouting for the odds, that shocked me somewhat. But also, and I think that this is really important to understand, it's the national pastime. It's like baseball, but again, it's not like baseball because it's violence, but it's held sacred in this society. What you have, it's not just fight, you know, guys and women too fighting their way out of prison. They have produced some Olympic champions from this system, but you have kids who are 11, 12, 13, 15 years old who are put out by their families to fight for money in the big stadiums in Bangkok or the local places in the countryside. It's an accepted way of life. It's central to the Thai condition and the way of thinking about not just sport, but about things that are Thai. And ultimately, the question that you pose in a more existential sense is, you know, at what point does victory become virtue, and at what price? It's not just, you know, and again, it's not just any victory. It's a violent victory.
Also, I want to ask you about the atmosphere at a fight, at one of these fights. And I'm assuming that someone who is successful in this sport becomes somebody of stature in prison. Am I correct about that?
It's the way to go in prison. It's an incredible spectacle to see the fights in one of these stadiums. And again, I'm taken by the betting. And the guys holding a cell phone, taking bets for guys who are not on site. It's just, I you have to see it. But within prison, the fighters are, you know, very incentivized to join a Muay Thai unit where they can enter the prison fight program. And many of them were pros before or had trained in Muay Thai before their incarceration. But if you're a normal Thai prisoner, you have a cell, I don't know, 20 by 30, maybe less, 18 by 30, and there are about 60 guys in there, 50 to 60 guys. One little hole in the corner of the room is the bathroom. If you're in the Muay Thai unit and you're training with guys all day long, you're maybe 20 to 25 in these dormitory cells. So, you know, you're not like spooning with the guy next to you. That's a much lighter burden right there. You have better food, higher protein content. So if you're in the Muay Thai unit, all you basically do is train all day. You don't have another job. That is your job. The other thing that struck me was there's a whole class of foreign, of expatriate foreign fighters who come to Thailand from, I don't know, Marseille, from, we had a kid from Wichita, Kansas, who go there to find themselves, to train. In our case, the fight was Noi against an American. So we had a character who could go against Noi and translate everything into, you know, American vernacular. And he had adopted all sorts of Buddhist ways of looking at the world. And again, he was engaged in this violent combat. And he said something that stayed with me. If Noi killed somebody, and he's fighting me for his freedom, I can't let this be easy on him. And, you know, the American kid, his name is Cody. He's from Wichita, Kansas. I thought that he was enormously articulate and compelling as a former screw-up who found his way to Thailand and found something in himself that he has to put on display in this climactic fight scene.
Knowing that so much is at stake in a fight like this, and I'm not going to give away how this fight ends because he did go up against the American Cody Moberly in the final fight. Those that lose and do not get their freedom, what effect does it have on them? Did you witness anything along that line, Mark?
Well, you're basically going to the back of the line as far as your, you know, if you win so many fights, get enough publicity, very conscious of, the wardens are very conscious, the bureaucrats are very conscious of how this reflects on the prison. You know, does this bring glory to the prison? Does this bring glory to the wardens? And as strange as that may sound, I have no doubt that American prison bureaucrats in New Jersey felt the same way about James Scott in the 1970s. It just the parameters of the equation weren't made as explicit. That's basically what I got.
You know, also, as well as I do, no matter what the sport is in the world, there's a political side to it, a political angle to it. I mean, we've seen it in figure skating. We've seen it in boxing. We've seen it in every sport that I can think of. What's the political stakes in this competition?
Well, I mean, the political stakes is for the prison system to look good. What you're hoping for ultimately is a royal pardon, which expunges your record. But it's a country struggling for some good publicity, especially around its criminal justice system, which is based in good measure on bribery, and it's a criminal justice system that's confronting this epidemic of meth. So all of that has intensified the need to put on a good face, as it were.
We got about 3 minutes left. And, you know, as you were talking and I'm thinking about this, in the final analysis, I think it boils down to you have somebody that committed a crime, a serious crime, maybe even murder. Mm-hmm. And you've got, as you have touched on a little bit earlier, the victim and the victim's family. Does it strike you as somewhat unjust to have this type of competition to get your freedom just because you happen to win a sports competition?
Yes. Yes, it does. I mean, I can't, you know, I mean, but I can see all the arguments for Noi's freedom when I see Noi with his kid, when I see Noi and his parents, when I see how hard his parents work in the chicken shop. These are basically simple, virtuous people who love their son and want them out and wonder what more, if he is in fact reformed, what more harm can be done? Now, I mean, I've been, if you've ever done any reporting in prisons, there's usually two things that are true. Anyone you interview, any inmate you interview, is charming and innocent. In this case, Noi really couldn't make the argument that he was innocent. It was against his interest. But he was certainly charming and good enough to make you believe that he was if not rehabilitated, then well on the way to rehabilitation. So if you look at this from a purely utilitarian point of view, you go, oh, this guy's good. This guy's reformed, and you can see there are elements of a good person. It's not until you hear the testimony of the family of the guy he killed that you have to really reexamine what you think about Noy, and you wonder, is the right guy up for his freedom? You know, you're not that conflicted when you hear about O's story, for instance, because he was a famous fighter and may or may not have been framed. It's drugs. It's not the same type of crime. There's no real victim you can point to. When you have a crime of violence like a murder, now you have a real story. And story depends on two things, conflict and doubt.
Mark, I've got to run here.
Both of those in abundance. It's a pleasure.
Mark, thank you very much. Mark Kriegel with us. Hey, again, the author of critically acclaimed New York Times bestsellers, Namath Pistol, The Life of Pete Maravich, and The Good Son, The Life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. But check out this documentary from Showtime. It's another in a series of outstanding documentaries. This one's called Prison Fighters, 5 Rounds to Freedom. And I think you'll be very, very surprised at this type of documentary, but I think you'll come away with a lot of information. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline.